بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا. Previously we read how the Bani Israel, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what has been given here in this ayah, that we should not follow them and we should not become like them. The previous ayah was that they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that they want to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a thing which is impossible in this world. It can only happen in the year after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned about that and sent a lightning on them by which they all died. And then Allah ta'ala gave them a chance again and brought them back to life by the dua of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But just imagine that even after all that, then they went further and they said, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمْ بَيِّنَاتٍ. They took a cow, and they started worshipping them. And that also after clear signs, after they had the clear signs came to them, they disobeyed Allah. They wanted to see Allah. Allah said, it's not possible. And for that, Allah sent a punishment upon them. They all died, and by the dua of Musa alayhi salam, Allah brought them back to life. Again, still further than that, again, worse than that they did, they started worshipping the cow. That is, that to see Allah ta'ala, it is not possible in this world, but in the year after, the jannatis will see Allah ta'ala. That is a possibility. But the worshipping of a cow, that is not possible in this world, not in the year after. And they went from bad to worse. And after the clear sign had come to them that they were struck by this lightning or whatever azab it was from Allah Ta'ala, and by the dua of Musa alayhi salam, they were brought back to life. A very important lesson we learn from here is that any guna that we commit, it isn't just the guna, but the nahusa, the evil effect of that guna, it dulls the brain completely. And then a person does worse and worse gunas. Like for example, today a person commits some guna or the other. Like for example, smoking, but then he goes into the worst thing of drugs. Even worse than that, a person drinks something which is not permissible and getting in the habit of that, then he goes into leeka, even worse. A person goes into so many harams, and those haram doesn't come just in a person's life like that. It is when he does some small wrong things, and then the evil effect of that is he does big wrong things, and the worst part of it, he doesn't even regard it as wrong. He thinks he's doing the right thing. So after clear signs had come to them, then they started worshipping the cow. The cow, it is a darbul masal, that is, it is used commonly to explain for its stupidity. That she tells somebody, you're a donkey, you're a cow, you're an animal, like that. Now to make an animal your God, Allah is the one who creates everything, who controls everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah. And you take that and you put all that power in a cow. Or other superstition, like a cat is meowing and you think something bad is going to happen. So this is all our small gunas which we take as small, but they lead to worse and big things. And opposite to that, good actions a person does, small good actions also, they lead to big good actions. And a person becomes more and more righteous. And the clear signs that had come to them were Musa, the signs which Allah had given to Musa alayhi salam. And they saw this clear sign. And yet even in spite of that, they went still astray. فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. And Allah's great, great mercy, that also Allah forgave. They realized, they made tawbah. Yeah, we learn another great lesson that no matter what gunas we have committed, but just turn in repentance to Allah and Allah forgives that guna. There is absolutely no guna that a person, if he makes tawbah from it sincerely, that Allah won't forgive him. Kufr and shirk are two gunas. If a person dies with them, then that won't be forgiven. But if he asks for maaf in this worldly life, then even that is forgiven. So Allah Ta'ala forgives gunas readily. So we should always turn to Allah with repentance. And in fact, our lives are such. Namazes, for example, now we make namaz, how much concentration we have. We should ask Allah forgiveness for whatever wrongs that we do, and many wrongs that we don't realize we are doing. We should ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. اور دیا ہم نے موسیٰ علیہ السلام کو غلبہ صریح. And we gave Musa علیہ السلام clear victory. So when a person is on the truth, though some trials and tribulations come on the way, but eventually victory is in your path. In here, Allah Ta'ala is giving consolence to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That just as Firaun and his people did not believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, finally they were destroyed and Musa alayhi salam was victorious. So, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take a lesson from here that your people also are not listening to you. They are not accepting your call towards Islam. But eventually you are going to be triumphant and your religion will flourish. Finally, the day came when the ayat إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. That you see the people entering into the deen of Allah in huge, huge groups. That day came also. And one was the time when nobody was prepared to listen. And when perseverance carried on with it, and all whatever came in the way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam persevered. Then the day came when whole big groups and people just started entering the fold of Islam. So here are all great lessons for us also, that we should remain firm and steadfast on the truth and the right. And we should not waver in that, and we should stay away from minor sins also. Many things we say is just a small matter, but that small thing becomes big. It's just like a small baby grows up to be a big man. Like that, all the sins also. If we don't make tawbah, then they also grow and become bigger and worse sins. And the worst thing of that is we still justify ourselves. We go into haram and wrong, and we justify and say we are doing the right thing. So may Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala let us take these lessons from the Quran Sharif and correct our lives.